Welcome to the Walt Weekly Podcast with your host, Walter Latham Sr. and co-host, Michelle Sweeney McCombs. Today, we'd like to discuss Women's History Month. While Black History Month is probably the best known time for honoring the struggles and accomplishments of minority groups, there are actually a lot of other commemorative celebrations intended to focus attention on groups that often get overlooked. So one of the more notable examples of this is Women's History Month. Despite making up around half of the human population, women have historically faced discrimination. In many societies, they are not even considered citizens until very recently. And some countries still don't ensure equal rights for women. That's amazing. So I just wanted to tap on Women's History Month on the Walt Weekly just to show that we are relevant, we stay relevant, women are still struggling in everyday lives for women's history, for equality in the workspace, in everyday life. In the United States history, Women's History Month is celebrated only in March. We should be celebrated daily. And this was done as an extension of International Women's Day, which takes place every year on March 8th. That date was chosen because it is the anniversary of multiple major protests for better working conditions and female suffrage. So welcome to the Walt Weekly. Again, we are celebrating Women's History Month. And then, also there's 10 surprising facts about Women's History Month that a lot of people do not know. So many reports show that they trace back to the origins of the holiday honoring women to New York City back to 1909, to the commemoration of a garment workers' strike, right? In 1910, German activist Clara Zetkin suggested to the International Conference of Working Women in Copenhagen the creation of an international holiday to honor women. Europeans recognized International Women's Day in 1911, although the U.S. did not follow suit. International Women's Day date was chosen because of the Russian Revolution. I didn't know that myself, so that's interesting to find out. The date of March 8th became significant in 1917, when women in the Russian capital of Petrograd protested and went on strike, demanding food and the end of the empire. That's so interesting because, doing the research, I never knew that. So a week later, the Tsar abdicated. Zetkin reportedly suggested in 1921, the March 8th became International Women's Day as a result. So Women's History Month started as a local week. Women's History Month began as a local week-long celebration in Santa Rosa, California in 1978, according to the online National Women's History Museum. The Education Task Force of the Sonoma County Commission on the Status of Women planned the week and timed it with International Women's Day. So local advocates then formed the National Women's History Project, now the National Women's History Alliance, to share women's achievements and celebrate women. One of the group's members, Molly Murphy McGregor, participated in the Women's History Institute at Sarah Lawrence College in New York, where others were inspired to start their own celebrations, according to the group's website. By 1986, 14 states had already declared March as Women's History Month. That's fantastic. 1978, started out 1909, took a long time. So it took years for Women's History Month to be federally recognized. In 1980, the Women's History Project led a coalition of women's groups successfully lobbied President Jimmy Carter to issue a proclamation recognizing National Women's History Week. National Geographic had reported that it took until 1987 for Congress to pass a law designating March as Women's History Month. That's a long time. The U.S. president designates Women's History Month every year now. Between 1988 and 1994, Congress passed resolutions requesting and authorizing the president to proclaim the special month. Since 1995, each president has issued an annual proclamation designating Women's History Month. This was a long time coming, a lot of research, a lot of work on a lot of advocates' part just to make this happen. And former President Barack Obama's 2011 proclamation paid homage to the 100th anniversary of International Women's Day, saying the holiday is a chance to pay tribute to ordinary women throughout the world and is rooted in women's centuries-old struggle to participate in society on an equal footing with men. This day reminds us, while enormous progress has been made, there is still work to be done before women achieve true parity. Thank you, Barack Obama. That was the best statement that was made for Women's History Month 100 years later. There is an annual theme for Women's History Month. The National Women's History Alliance sets a theme for the month every year. This year's theme is Women Who Advocate for diversity and inclusion. The theme recognizes women throughout the country who understand that for a positive future, we need to eliminate bias and discrimination entirely from our lives and institutions. That was a statement from the Alliance on its Choice Red. So we celebrate Women's History Month all over the world. We celebrate you. To all our female listeners, all our female business owners, entrepreneurs, female executives, mothers that stay at home, all mothers have women's rights. We salute you at the Walt Weekly. We appreciate you all. Thank you for joining the Walt Weekly. Follow us at the Walt Weekly on Instagram and Facebook. Like us. Share our posts, our podcasts, and thank you. Have an amazing Women's History Month to all.